Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about how our God is exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ask or imagine. And not only is that who he is, but it's also what he does for us as well. He does exceedingly and abundantly more than we can imagine. And I was sharing in this week's Heartbeat, it was part of our time of afternoon tea when we had a gathering of women and I got the opportunity to be able to share and to pray. And just saying a bit about how big God is and that how we can't even imagine or conceive just how big he is. And almost sometimes I find if I try and think about it, I have to stop thinking about it because it's too much.
No, it's our brain can't fit it.
That's it.
I can't work
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just he's so big. But then particularly we're sharing about there's a song that we were able to play and I put a little snippet up if you're watching the first part to this. If you didn't watch it and you just listened to the first part of our podcast, the song we'd listen to in worship is called Able by Phil Wickham. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful song and it's extremely encouraging. I find it's a great first thing in the morning.
Very uplifting.
Worship song, exactly, uplifting. And the chorus particularly talks about that God is exceedingly and abundantly more. And because I've been listening to the song a bit, I really have been going to work and it's still in my head when I'm at work. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about how much worship just helps us throughout our day.
It likes to put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
It does. It uplifts you. Mm. It lifts you because what it does is lift you up to a higher being who only has good for us.
Mm.
Instead of, and we are sometimes, I'm not saying we always have a bad life in our world, but we sometimes can be stuck in just burdens, life, hassles, different things.
Tired doesn't help anyone.
No, that go on in our life. That can get us down, get us annoyed, get us angry, you know. Whereas when we are focused on the Lord and we're worshiping Him, it just lifts your spirit up to a greater, higher, better things. But also not to things, to Him.
Yeah.
To Him.
Mm.
And it's so true. To Him be your glory. To Him be your glory.
Yep.
And your heart just sings.
Mm.
Your whole personality and demeanor changes. Mm. What do they say? And it's a beautiful scripture in the Old Testament. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Mm.
When you're praising God, you cannot feel heavy.
Mm.
So when you're feeling low and heavy in spirit, go and praise the Lord. Even if you just force yourself deliberately to read some psalms that are praising the Lord. So it's not your words.
Yep.
If you're finding it difficult. And your spirit will be lifted up.
Mm. I love that. I think you've shared on that before because, sometimes I do have to force myself to put it on. Like, you know, you're just not feeling in the mood.
Well, it says put on the garment of praise.
Yeah.
For the spirit of heaviness.
So it's like a deliberate action.
Yes. Yeah. It's like putting on that armor of God.
Mm. Mm.
What is the sword of the spirit is our sword, is part of the armor.
Mm.
And the sword is the word of God.
Mm.
So put it on.
Yeah.
Keep saying it out loud, praising the Lord. And your not necessarily always negativity, but your lowliness, you're stuck in the miry clay, as they say, God lifts you up.
Mm, mm. Yeah, I've just been finding that at work, like I'm humming it, you know, and no one knows what I'm humming. They just think I'm humming.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's just really helped me when I'm at work. And I heard someone say only recently that worship reminds us of what is true and who God is.
Yes.
And I love that. Like, that's why often when we have our praise, well, not often, every time we have our praise and teaching service as part of our community, we start with praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are reminding all of us of who God is
we're
and who we're praising.
On why we're here.
That's it, yeah.
Not just why we're here in the room in this meeting, but why we're here on the earth.
Mm-hmm. And it made me think, I do need reminding.
Yes.
Of who God is.
I do all the time.
Because, you know, maybe you got it for, I'm going to say a few weeks, a few months. You know, you sometimes can be living on a high for a bit. But then life does happen and you just need a reminder of who God is, because you can begin to sometimes be well with me. Or even if you're not like that, you just live apathetic in the middle, you know, and reminding us of who God is does lift us up.
Mm-hmm.
And causes us, I think we always want more, but reminds us of why we want that more. It's because God put that in us. And so certainly worship helps to remind me of who God is, because I need that reminder often. And so in sharing about like being reminded that God is exceedingly and abundantly more, I shared the story, and I think I've shared it here before too, about how God blessed us with a great support worker for Hannah when we needed it for her day program that she goes to this year. But not only did God bless us with the support worker, just the one, he blessed us with this lady's mum who runs an organization that connects you with more support workers.
So if your support worker is sick, they find
some more. And only this week I had one support worker finish up, and I met a brand new one yesterday who's about to start for us tomorrow because this other lady's found it for me. And it just reminds me, like, that's God's being provision. Exceedingly and abundantly yep. more than we can imagine. He yep. providing that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can forget that.
Mm.
But just worship, being reminded that's who God is.
Yep.
And like we shared last week about that scripture in Ephesians 3:20, that God at work within us helps us to do exceedingly and abundantly more.
You can believe your future is bright.
Mm.
Your future, as it says in Jeremiah, the Lord has our future in hand.
Mm.
That he only wants the best and the goodest for us.
Mm.
So we can trust in him.
Mm.
So it's really staying close to him and listening to him. Listening to his spirit, listening for his spirit to guide us, the wisdom we need. Because we make choices and decisions every day, but are we making the right choice, the right wise decision?
Mm.
And we really need God to help us with all of that.
Mm. I think also holding on to the hope, knowing that God gives us exceedingly abundantly more and wants to do more in us, helps us through those times where we don't see the abundance,
mm-hmm.
like we don't see provision, we're maybe stuck. And maybe sometimes we can be stuck for a while, a long time. But just holding on to continually, yeah, but our God is a God of abundance.
But he's a loyal God.
Mm.
So you can say, Lord, I don't see you right now working in my life, but I believe that you are.
Mm.
I believe that you haven't left me. You haven't forsaken me, that you are there for me and you are caring for me.
Mm.
May I continue to walk in your ways even though I don't see, even though I feel, I guess, bereft. And that's where you can really be in tune with Jesus, because what did he cry out to the Father on the cross?
Mm.
Father, why have you abandoned me?
Yeah.
God had not abandoned him, but he in his humanity was crying out to God.
Mm.
And we can really feel that affiliation.
Mm. Mm.
You know, Jesus understands how we feel.
Mm. Mm. It also makes me think, to go back to what we've just been talking about earlier in the podcast, is worship again.
Yeah.
It reminds me, and it gives me words when I don't have words.
Yes.
That's what I love about worship songs. And also, like you were saying before, go read the Psalms. They give me words when I'm like, I don't know what to say. Yes. I don't have the right words.
No.
And if you read a few of the Psalms, you actually realize how honest the Psalms are.
How honest David was when he wrote them.
Like, really,
he was high and he was low and he was in
all
between.
All of the above, yes. You know, like all of us can be. And so when we go and just read those, we can be like, okay, I can really be honest here, God, and just say, blurt it all out.
Because he was.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge this week is, I think, if you're not already into listening to some worship songs, go away and listen to some.
Oh, I like that challenge.
Yeah. I mean, you can set up playlists. Or if you know someone in life like I do, I send my sister a text and she sets up a playlist for me and she sends it to me because I don't know what to listen to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not up to date with all that stuff. But yeah, she already knows. And so she just sends it to me. I'm like, awesome. I don't have to do the work.
That's right.
So if you've got someone in your life like that, send them a message. Great. Ask them to set it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or just play any worship songs that you want. It doesn't matter. It can be stuff from 25 years ago.
Turn because on a what Christian God is radio is true, program.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, that's right. Doesn't matter where the song's from. So we hope that this chat has really blessed you. We would love to hear stories of where God has exceedingly and abundantly blessed you more than you could have imagined. So make sure you drop us a comment, write to us. We would love to hear it. Thanks for joining us. We enjoyed chatting with you and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.